There's no place like home. At least, that's the maxim of travelers on the frontier. But is that really the case?
I don't necessarily know how relaxing it'll be, but if you got one, it's generally best you go back to it. You're talking about the girl, aren't you? You trying to suggest I shouldn't bring her home?
Are there any hidden who've settled back at home after you delivered them?
I wouldn't know. I'm only responsible for them until I get them home. But once they're there, it's somebody else's problem, you see. I'm not really in a position to provide maintenance and upkeep, you know.
I met one once.
Granny gazed vacantly at his beautiful countenance. Unrestrained curiosity and excitement colored her eyes. She couldn't conceive of this young man ever turning his thoughts to the past.
It was in a village in a southwestern sector of the frontier. Apparently, he'd been run out of town by the whole community. This boy of about 8 was freezing to death by the banks of the river. Not long after I heard the particulars, he died.
He must have done something or other, right?
Don't you see?
No, I don't.
He didn't do anything at all.
Is that so? Well, then, why would they do that?
The boy had been with the nobility for 3 months. That was all. A doctor had even verified there was nothing out of the ordinary. He could walk in the daylight, too. And in 6 months with them, his parents hadn't noticed any strange symptoms. However, a certain woman had her suspicions about him, and she went to the mayor and the leader of the vigilance committee and complained to them that she'd been bitten. Though they could tell at a glance that the wound had been faked, the two men chose to interpret it differently.
They wanted to get rid of a nuisance, eh?
Within the hour, the whole village was beating down the boy's door. His father was killed trying to stop them, and the house was put to the torch.
How awful. But I'm a bit surprised a lad at death's door could hold out long enough to tell you such an involved tale.
The explanation came from his mother, who was right by his side.
So, he had his mum there at the very end to look after him, did he? Well, that's something, isn't it?
She was the same woman who'd tipped off the mayor.
White sunlight held the two of them in its embrace. The world was unspeakably peaceful.